Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be asking the question, do spiders have buttholes? Because as far as I know, the only thing that comes out of their butt is spider webs. Also, what are spider webs? Do dogs laughing? Spiders. It auto-completed a, when I said do, it auto-completed a dog's laughing, but when I say do spiders, nothing auto-completes. Have buttholes. Swipe doesn't know about the word buttholes. It thinks I mean buggies. That's not what I mean, Swipe. Do spiders have buttholes? First, add buttholes to Swipe. Okay. Do spiders have an anus? Answers.com. Yes, spiders do have an anus. Like all animals with a complete digestive tract, it is at the terminus of their intestine. No, they have a thorax. Those are our two answers. We get two answers, and they're contradictory. Thanks, answers.com. I guess that's why it's answers.com and not answer.com. Don't forget... I'm not going to read that aloud. Just to save you. Oh my god. I'm not going to be able to avoid it, because everything's talking about this. Yahoo Answers. Do spiders go into your anal? Alright. I'm so scared of spiders. This is written by STDs. 7 years ago, best answer, all day. Okay, someone's proud, Evan's proud. Helena, 7 years ago, writes, no, it is quite tight there and they do not have strength. Also, they would know you are a living creature and be afraid of you. They would not go in your mouth for that reason. You didn't ask about the mouth. The other person is talking about pinworm or threadworm, and that is like tiny thread-like worms which are cleared easily with medication, and you're unlikely to get unless you live with children and do not wash your hands. Ha, no love, USMC, 7 years ago, writes, ha ha ha, no, but in your lifetime it is estimated, yeah, good. Related question, do bees have buttholes? My friend and I were talking about going to a sauna, and she said to put honey on our skin to make it smooth, and then I said honey is just bee crap, and then we started talking about honey is made, and then so we somehow got to wondering if bees have holes. This sounds like a train hot dog that I should have, I wish I had been there. The category is zoology. Best answer, Alex, 3 years ago. Someone used Yahoo Answers in the past 3 years? Bees do have buttholes. In a sense, we call them anuses in science. Honey is not bee crap, though. It is more like bee barf, if you will. Oh, I will. The bees ingest nectar, keep it in a special stomach called the crop, and then regurgitate it into a wax cell in the hive. Other bees dehydrate it to create honey, a good food source for them to eat over the winter. But they do poop, and they do out of their buttholes while they fly around outside. Here is a gif of a bumblebee, not a honeybee, pooping. Oh my god, I need to look at this thing, but it's not a link. Can I copy and paste this URL? I'm going to try to copy and paste the URL. I'm doing this for you, the readers. Oh my god, that's such a funny gif. Oh my. Okay, it's called bsquirt.gif on Wikimedia Commons. That should be enough to... This is so weird. It's like someone squeezed a bee and water came out. This really makes me happy. Just really, really ridiculously happy. bees do have buttholes in a sense. We call it, okay, I already read that one. Answers. Honey is made with the help of bee saliva, and I volunteer at a zoo, and they showed what bee poop looks like. So yes, they do have buttholes. That was Sophia 3 years ago. Totoro 3 years ago. Almost every animal has a butthole, as you call it. Yeah, it is what everybody calls it. All organisms need to remove the waste from their system. Bees do it too, actually all insects do. Jacob B, 3 years ago, writes, for love of everything that is good, don't start pooping on each other's skin and comparing it to honey. Alex has it right. Honey is bee barf, not poop. Bees have an anus, butthole. They have a complete alimentary canal. Honey is not released through anus, but through mouth. Okay, spiders are buttholes. Googled if spiders... Okay. So, here's a guy... An imager gallery Googled if spiders have buttholes. Interesting find. I'm not going to read that because I like you guys. And here's another imager. Here's an ant's butthole, and it's just like... an electron scan of an ant with a hole in it, presumably at the butt. Crack.com, six animals that prove nature has a childish sense of humor. Crack.com, six species that got screwed over by Mother Nature. Next. Oh, 7 billion people, 14 billion buttholes, spiders, Jorg, know your meme. See more spiders, Jorg images on know your meme. He actually just has two buttholes. The 7 billion rumor is the result of a rounding error. Spider-Man has arachnid buttholes on his wrists, shower thoughts. Random Acts of Love, Random Series Book 6, BBW Romance by Julia Kent. I pulled my hand away from my butthole with a startling realization that I am a gnome. Holy shit, does that have a vibrator app on it? Yes, I said. This seems like a serious work of literature. Why do we have butt hair? Instant answer. Instantanswer.org. 51 votes. Why do we have butt hair? This issue is a very serious one. Having it on my genitals seems quite understandable to keep the little guys all warm. What benefit can I possibly derive from having hairs on my butt? To me, it is a kind of a hygiene hazard that comes with no known benefit. Tagged butt hair and butt. Three answers. Virag, with 21 votes, writes, two things should be mentioned first. Butt hair is not common in everyone, but it runs in some lineages. The human body was never wired for convenience. It might be some odd evolutionary addition that was never really removed, something that was once of benefit, but as we evolved, it became quite useless, just like the appendix. The original function of butt hair is protection. You must never forget that every hole in your body, including your butthole, are quite sensitive. So like every other sensitive hole in your body, there is a need to protect your butthole. At our current evolutionary position, we stand upward in a straight posture. In this straight posture, the muscles for sitting convenience... The muscles for sitting convenience completely fold behind it, giving it all the protection it requires, as long as we ensure it's clean. But before we acquired this posture, we would have ended up with a posture like that of the gorilla. Try to bend over when your pants are off your ass, you will discover that both sides of the gluteus maximus are no longer completely sealed, so imagine you are in that position at all times every day. If this were to be the case, you would have had your butthole exposed to open air, sun, and even parasites. Having hairs in your asshole in such circumstances would make the hair a kind of insulator and sunblock and prevent the small critters you hate having around that little hole from making it their permanent residence. That seems pretty reasonable. Chloe, with 5 votes, writes, I'm not one of those people with alopecia universalis. Nope, no hair anywhere. Oh, I am one of those people. I would say you have hair in your butthole because you are descended from a very hairy primate. You're probably right, Chloe. I do not have hair on my ass, which I think is quite great because I wipe my ass clean in 2 to 3 wipes only. When compared to when I used to have some ass hair, I often wiped it up 10 or 12 wipes before I could get my ass cleaned up completely. This is the best part of living with this kind of autoimmune issue. The most sucking part is I have neither nose hairs nor eyebrows, eyelashes, so one can easily mistake me for someone undergoing chemotherapy. The friction argument sounds to me like bullshit. My skin is quite sensitive, and honestly, since all my body hair vanished, engaging in exercise has become easier and more fun. I no longer experience anything like chafing or the likes in my armpits, groin, or ass after a 10K's run. Conclusively, body hair to me has been a very useless thing to keep. Do spiders, like, the Google does not want to tell me whether spiders have buttholes. NSFW short film features woman with a butthole for a mouth to drive home powerful. This devastated girl has her anus on her face in place of her, something that has always outraged me because we do not. Thanks, ellipses. The butthole surfers. Nobody has a butthole. Honest trailers tackle Zootopia. Spin. Gibby Haynes of the Butthole Surfers, Rolling Stone. Ooh. Reductress, 5 soul cycles and structures who don't have buttholes. How well do you know Pokemon buttholes? Dorkly.com. IGN.com, do girls' buttholes smell bad? 20 authors. Okay, it's a forum, it's a, like a forum thread with 20 authors, presumably, but still, like, I like the idea that that article took 20 authors to write. Meet the professor who wrote an entire book about buttholes' place in culture. For your research, do you have room covered in photos of anuses with interconnecting strings linking them together? How to survive spider season. I need to know that. I have 2 buttholes, 20 questions we came as Romans. We came into Romans' new album, Tracing Back Roots, has stormed the charts in the U.S. recently. We reviewed it. Where do you go and what do you do there? All right. I think we need to rephrase this question. Do spiders have asshole? Oh, wait, auto-completed. Do spiders have bum holes? Okay. All right. If you're going to auto-complete that, then, like, I'm going to go for it. Do spiders have butts? No, spiders have a thorax. Wait, I already read this one. No, I didn't. It was just the same answer. Do men have a G-spot in their anus? Their nerdery public. Can turtles breathe through their butts? I thought koalas breathed through their butts. I'm saving you from so many horrible results. You can thank me later after you do this yourself and regret it. All right, I'm changing it. Do spiders have assholes? Nope, it's give me the results for do spiders have butts, because Google thinks it knows knows what I mean. The horrible truth about Spider-Man's anatomy. All right, let's read that. I was on a panel a few weeks ago discussing mutations and what they can and cannot do. Spider-Man was one of the topics because the sad truth is that the comics industry has conspired in a G-rated cover-up to hide his terrible affliction. Spider-Man's spider-webbing talent isn't what you think it is. Sure, male spiders do have special appendages on front of their bodies. They are noticeable boxing gloves. They can actually be up to 20% of a spider's body weight. Those are not, however, what spiders shoot silk or webbing out of. These pedipalps have one function, sex. That white sticky stuff Peter Parker is shooting out of his wrist? Yeah. There is a reason that people freak out when he shoots a big blob of splooge at them. Alright, I get it. Do spiders have hearts? It's not the same thing as... Is a heart an asshole? I don't think we're ever going to know whether spiders have assholes. I think we're always going to wonder. It's not like we'll be able to see that gif. Like, I know that the bees have an asshole, have assholes, because I saw liquid coming out of one of them in an animated gif, which is good enough for me. I don't know what more you could want. I'll rephrase it. Do spiders squirt? Squirting spider arachnoboards. Squirting spider discussion in tarantula questions. Do they make diapers for teas? I'm just kidding. How do spiders spin their webs? Squirt spider, YouTube. Moving a ladder to put up some lights, and what did I find? Spitting spider. Miss Spider's Sunny Patch Friends. Spinning spiders. Where is Thumbkin? Over 500 activities to use with songs, you. Alright. Spinning is not the same thing. Google thinks spitting and squirting are the same thing, so that's nice. Answers to questions about spiders at Spiders Rule, the best site in the world about what do spiders do in winter, what happens to their bodies, and what do they eat, if anything. Alright, since we aren't going to find the answer to this one, I'll do another tiny episode right now. Do plants get viruses? This is something I wanted to know. I know that, like, plants can have, like, fungal infections that spread and destroy a plant population, but I don't know if they get, like, viruses, the kind that alter your DNA and shit. Can plants get viruses? That's, like, the fifth autocomplete. Viruses can be transmitted both non-persistently and persistently, but there is no evidence of viruses being able to replicate in nematodes. Is that what I asked? The virions attach to the stylet feeding organ for the gut when they feed on an infected plant and can detach later during the feeding to infect other plants. Plant virus. This is a Wikipedia article. Plant virus. I guess that probably answers my question. Plant viruses are viruses that affect plants. Like all other viruses, plant viruses are obligate intracellular parasites that do not have the molecular machinery to replicate without a host. Plant viruses are pathogenic to higher plants. While this article does not intend to list all plant viruses, it discusses some important viruses as well as their uses in plant molecular biology. Well understood plant viruses, tobacco mosaic virus and cauliflower mosaic virus are frequently used in plant molecular biology. A special interest is the CAMV35S promoter, which is a very strong promoter most frequently used in plant transformations. What is a transformation? In molecular biology, transformation is the genetic alteration of a cell resulting from the direct uptake and incorporation of an exogenous genetic material from its surroundings through the cell membranes. For transformation to take place, the recipient bacteria must be in a state of competence, which might occur in nature as a time-limited response to environmental conditions such as starvation and cell density, and may also be induced in a laboratory. Transformation is one of three processes for horizontal gene transfer in which exogenous genetic material passes from bacterium to another, the other being being conjugation, transfer of genetic material between two bacterial cells in direct contact, and transduction, injection of foreign DNA by a bacteriophage virus into the host bacterium. I'm glad we answered that question, because at least it's a question. Well, yeah, we already answered the question about bees, so, like, that's, like, two questions that we answered today. I feel like that's more than usual. All right. Have a good week, everybody.